There are so many models across the world on how best to sustain a public broadcaster. How do you sustain commercial broadcasters, private commercial broadcasters? How do you sustain community broadcasters? You know, there are some models like the MDDA in South Africa, which is partly civil society and public government, where government injects some funds to ensure that they sustain community broadcasters. So we need to think outside the box. We need not be arrested by our economic malaise. So I think there are opportunities so long as there is willingness to engage around these issues, all stakeholders, there are consultative processes that are put in place around these issues.
Now, looking at the foreign kind of ownership of the media in Zimbabwe, we know that, of course, foreigners can pour in money in the media. But at the end of the day, this is at the discretion of the minister. Is that not a sore thumb?
It is important that we also include in our discussion, such kind of a setup. Remember, we as the Media Freedom Lobby Group have always, if you look at where we are coming from as Mr. Zimbabwe, we have always called for transparent, open regulatory framework. We have always said we can only guarantee this transparency, accountability, and an open regulatory framework if you place the regulation under the oversight of Parliament. Yes, Parliament at the moment invites the Minister of Information, invites various broadcasting regulatory boards and interrogates all those bodies on issues relating to their mandate. But what we are saying is we need to review our structures. We need to review our regulatory boards.